Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome again to the podcast today, and I've got Pastor John Welch with me. He's the lead pastor at Word of Life Center, working with me here and with our campus in Lake Charles. John, good to have you today.
Pastor, I'm still here. I decided to keep staying. It's just been so good. I've decided to stay and hear more. It's awesome.
All right. Well, I'm going to just jump in there anywhere you can.
Okay.
We're talking about making quality decisions.
Yeah.
And the fact that a lot goes into a quality decision.
Yeah.
You have to evaluate things as a leader.
Yeah.
And make your decision based on your godly evaluation. And we talked about the fact that first thing you got to do is you got to do it by faith.
Yeah.
It's not going to always be clear. It's not going to always be the best in the natural, but it's got to be a faith declaration.
Absolutely.
It's got to be a decision you make by faith.
Well, because you want God involved with
absolutely.
The decision. Absolutely.
Yeah,
faith
absolutely.
Gives him the door.
You got to step in there. And we're using Moses, who was about to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, but I believe God set him up by making this one major decision, which means he had to walk away from everything he knew.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a process that he used to walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's found in Hebrews chapter 11, and we've already talked about, first of all, he had to do it by faith.
Right.
Okay. The second thing that he had to do is found in verse 26. It says, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. Now, I got to tell you something. If you can understand this as a Christian leader, that your reward is not in anything you can obtain earthly.
This
your
is
reward
so good.
Is what you obtain in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean God can't bless you while you're here, but don't misinterpret blessings for reward. Okay?
That's magnificent.
They are totally
wow.
different.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings are things that come because you walk with the Father. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Rewards are something that you get because of what you did on earth.
Mm.
Okay? So you don't get rewards on earth.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't reward you, oh, good job, John. I like what you did this week. I'm going to reward you with this. Okay.
Yeah.
The blessings just come because you walk with the blessed one.
That's right.
Okay. So that's, but don't ever equate, well, you know, God's really rewarding them, man. I mean, they're blessed financially and they're, no. Blessing and reward are different. We don't get anything. We don't get a reward till we get to heaven.
That's so good,
so,
Pastor Sam.
Just so you'll know. So here's what it says. It says that the first thing that we need to look at here is this. Moses esteemed the situation. Okay. Now the word esteem means that he judged it, he took account of it, and he put a value. He put a value on what he was about to do. I think sometimes we don't evaluate our decisions enough.
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, we look at a situation and we think, well, if I do this, X, Y, and Z is right behind it.
Right.
Okay. Man, I mean, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this. If I do this, I don't see anything short term, but down the road, this could potentially really do something for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you have to estimate. You have to esteem something.
Okay.
You have to value something. You say, okay, what's the value here? What's the most important value out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example in my own life. And I think I've shared this on podcasts in the past, but many years ago, Becky and I were on television, and we were on satellite at the time, and nationwide, and we were working like dogs to produce those programs. You had to do them. We would do you know, 13 programs in 2 days. I mean, we just really worked hard to get it done, and it was fruitful. We were getting responses. It was fruitful. And I'm in California, and I heard the Lord speak to me and tell me, let it die.
Wow.
Let the TV ministry die. Now, I've got to esteem the situation here, okay? Number one, I had my name on contracts that I had to pay. Okay, that's important. You know, I had to pay the money. Number two, we were reaching people.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But the Lord said, if you'll let it die, I'll raise it back up, and it'll produce more fruit than you ever thought. Hmm. All right, so now I've got a decision to make here. Am I going to go with what I'm looking at? I've already signed these contracts. I've got to pay these bills. I've got these. In fact, when we got home from California on that trip, we literally had a crew waiting for us to shoot TV programs. Am I going to do that? Because that's right here.
Sure.
Am I going to make that decision? Or am I going to look at and value this long term based on what the Lord said?
Yeah.
Okay. And so thank God I made the right choice.
Yeah.
And God supernaturally, I could tell you, it's unbelievable what God did.
Yeah.
And He's still doing.
Yeah.
With TV. Okay. So the point I'm trying to make is this. Sometimes you have to set a value on something higher than just that natural value of where you are, the decision you're making.
In the immediate.
In the immediate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's what Moses did. He said this. It says he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
Mm.
Okay.
Future.
He looked to the reward. The reward was not a blessing. The reward was something that came later.
Okay. That is amazing.
So there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of times, and I don't mean to be critical of people, but I watch a lot of Christian people. Their decisions are totally made on what's going to happen now.
For
what's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
How's this going to work tomorrow? What am I going to do? I mean, I know a Christian brother who wrote and threatened another Christian brother over something that literally the only reason he threatened him was because he thought it might hurt his reputation.
Mm.
Well, you know, you go look at the Bible, your reputation is nothing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're better off not harming a brother.
This is really good.
Than you are protecting your reputation.
It's really okay? good. Yeah.
But see, I watched this man, and he's a very well-known minister, value his reputation now as more important than the value of hurting a brother eternally.
Mm.
And it was a sad day for me, because it was a day when I realized I just can't fellowship with this guy, because his decisions are based on him and what he's doing now. It's not based on relationship with the body of Christ, relationship with another brother.
Yeah.
Because it's clear, it's clear, okay? Jesus said, if your brother offends you, you go to him.
Yeah.
You don't send him a letter from your attorney threatening to sue him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these two guys were friends.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to give you an example here of making a right decision, not based on now, but looking at the value of something supernaturally.
And my guess would be, and I'm not sure, I don't know who you're talking about there, but my guess would be that today, that person's image or popularity has probably done this decline over the years versus it going the other way.
But he doesn't realize it.
Wow.
You know.
Mm.
But the point I'm trying to make is this. Moses looked at where he was in life.
Yeah.
And he realized there was something more valuable, and his decision was based on something more valuable.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that decision was the riches of Christ are greater than any treasures of the world. You know, Egypt's a type of the world.
The world, right.
And so he chose to look to another reward.
Hmm.
There are so many times in my life that I could have made a decision towards someone that I felt, for whatever reason, would wrong me. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't,
mm-hmm.
or hurt me or whatever, that I could have hurt them.
Yeah.
I could have ruined them.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not bragging on me because I hadn't always made the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of doing that, I looked at a different decision based on an eternal reward.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant I had to choose something different.
That's so good.
And so I just want to encourage you today, look at the situation that you're talking about. Don't get now-oriented. Don't get me-oriented in your decision-making. Because if you do, you may miss a reward. You might be blessed today,
yeah.
but you're going to miss a reward.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't want you to do that. I don't want to do that. Another profound, well, we really don't have time to get into it. Let me just throw it out there. Another profound judgment decision was when Abraham chose to raise that knife to Isaac.
Yeah.
That was not a now decision. That was a future decision.
Yeah.
Okay. But he said, in fact, the Bible says he esteemed it, or he evaluated that God would have to raise him from the dead.
Wow.
You have to be careful about your decisions.
It's good.
That they're not just now related. Because I see too many Christians, and it hurts so many people when you make that kind of a decision.
Sure.
They make decisions based on now instead of esteeming the situation, the value of the reward in the future for doing what Christ would do rather than doing something that would hurt somebody.
Boy, that is so good.
All right. Our time's gone. Glad you were with us on this podcast. You may be mad now and not want to tune back in.
No, you got to come
back.
But
you just made a bad decision.
That's right.
We look forward to you next time. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.